Will Smith was in both of these scenarios, technically.
Mm-hmm.
He was iRobot and I Am Legend.
Yep.
It's kind of weird.
Will Smith smacking the robots, smacking a zombie, like, oh, could man.
He'd probably win. Christ.
Oh, yes. if he slaps the robots and zombies like he slapped Chris Rock, he would definitely win.
Yeah. Slap. Would you rather be part of a zombie apocalypse or part of a robot takeover?
That's hard, bro.
Yeah, right.
Depends. What kind of What kind of robots are we talking? What kind of zombies are we talking?
Man, like
that makes a huge difference, bro.
Do I have to pick
World War Z zombies?
So I have to pick a movie.
No, just like, what kind of, we talking about zombies that got some sense, that kind of smart and strong and fast and powerful, or the slow, stupid zombies?
Well, there's
just that are just annoying.
Well, there's all kinds of zombies. There's like, so there's like the World War Z, like you're talking about. There's the I Am Legend type zombies.
Yeah, fuck there's no.
Yeah, right. Well, those only come out during the night.
I feel like robots would be just like, they're just too smart.
Exactly. Robots would be. I feel like robots would be worse than zombies because they could control like the technology and everything. Cell phones.
Are we talking like AI type robots or like robots that look like humans? What kind of robots?
That'd be too tricky. I'll go with like robots that don't look like humans. Basically, like just big metal
like bodies. Ultron type robots.
Yeah, we'll go with that. But not with like Ultron's powers. No.
We're fucked either way. Like we're screwed, bro. Like.
and not Terminator robots. That's a little too much. Terminator robots. That I don't know if we could do Terminator. That's too much, man. They'd be trying to kill everybody in that regards.
I feel like either way, life would be miserable.
Yeah.
If I had to pick, I'm trying to think because maybe you can reason with robots. There is no reasoning with zombies.
Zombies, yeah.
Like there's no reasoning. I would rather.
So say, let's do. Have you seen what's that movie? Army of the Dead. No, is that? Yeah, Army of the Dead. The one with the.
Yeah,
the one that's on Netflix with your boy Batista.
Mm-hmm.
So zombies like that. They're not like super zombies. There's one zombie that was like smarter than it was like the king zombie or whatever.
There's one zombie. I'm doing that all day. I'm taking zombies all day. Yeah. If that's the case,
I don't know like a scenario that'd be good with robots at all.
Robots, you're screwed, bro. There's no situation where robots are like they'll be too smart. Like zombies, you can even trick zombies into like staying in one place. You can trap them. We can fight zombies. I feel like robots. I don't think there's fighting robots.
And think about this, like, even if what if we use, like, nuclear war to attack zombies? Well, then it will wipe out us and the zombies. But if you use nuclear war to attack...
I said that would be the end of the world.
Yeah. But if you use nuclear war to attack, like, the robots might have a chance of surviving, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. What's stopping them from dying?
Exactly. They're non-organic.
Yeah.
So...
Yeah, I'm taking zombies all day, bro. Zombies, easy. After talking about it,
I've reached
a conclusion. And I'm taking an educated, estimated, I was going to say guess, but it's not really a guess. I'm just going with zombies.
Because when you really think about it, you'd have a better chance with zombies because if you just found a part of the planet to where the zombies couldn't reach. Then you're pretty much safe. If the zombies can't get to you, then you pretty much can restart your life and just restart society and just live there and just stay away from the zombies.
Yeah. But like robots will figure out a way to get to you.
They find you anyway, yeah.
Plus, I think robots will get to the point where they can start creating new robots that are like androids that look like humans to trick us.
Mm-hmm.
And it's easy to trick dudes. Could you imagine? Like, it's a, like, you know, a beautiful look. You think it's a beautiful woman is a robot. It's over with.
Not to mention, zombies could probably get to the nuclear codes to all the missiles, or not the zombie, the robots.
The robots, yeah.
They could get to all the nuclear codes, the missiles. They could probably control your car, control your cell phones, all your computers, your bank accounts, all that stuff.
There is no scenario where I see humans beating robots.
No, ain't no John Connor going to save us. None of that stuff.
There's no Iron Man. There's no Captain America.
No Will Smith. No. You know what's funny? I just realized that we were talking about it. Will Smith was in both of these scenarios, technically.
Mm-hmm.
He was in iRobot and I Am Legend.
Yep.
Kind of weird.
Will Smith smacking the robots, smacking a zombie like, oh, could man.
He'd probably Jesus win. Christ.
Oh, yes. If he slaps the robots and zombies like he slapped Chris Rock, he'll definitely win. Yeah.
He win.
He put all his force into that.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God. Slap her around the world. Yeah, it's wild, bro.
Why'd he have to kill the dog in I Am Legend?
He was yeah. I don't know.
But. Yeah, you right. I'm going to side with you on this one, the zombies. Because you could do so much more to the zombies than you could do to robots.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Plus, robots eventually outsmart us. I don't think zombies have the capability, the mental capacity to outsmart us with a rotting brain.
Mm-hmm. And basically, robots can come up with every scenario that we could probably come up to beat them. So they'd be like a million steps ahead of us prior to us even taking our first step.
Yeah. And humans depend so much on technology today.
Mm.
If the robots can manipulate the technology, dude, we're fucked.
True. You are right. I actually played a video game a while back, and it's basically robots were giving birth to human babies. Like, robot, basically, it was like an AI, and there was like a fetus inside the AI. Heck? Yeah. And it was like the fetus would grow 9 months to a baby, and the robot would give birth to the baby, and it's like a biological organism.
What game was this?
Man, it was like, bro, this was back in like PS3 days. I completely forgot. Mm. It was a while ago.
Dude, it's this game called Detroit. It's really good. That basically, I forgot if they're, I'm pretty sure there's some kind of robot. They're like Android. They look like humans. You could buy them at the store, but they get so, spoiler alert for people that haven't played the game. I've never actually finished it, but basically the robot starts to develop human feelings and human thoughts. And it kind of turns into like a war where robots start killing humans and stuff. But then you have robots that were like police officers that didn't have emotions and show no empathy in certain situations. So yeah, anything with robots and technology, humans are screwed.
So I guess the zombies have it on this one.
Yeah, easy.
Yeah. Yep. So we decided we'll take the zombies over robots any day. In the comments, why don't you let us know what you would take? Would you rather have a zombie apocalypse or a total robot takeover?
I think most people are going to say
zombies.
Zombies. Yeah. I'll post a community poll and see what people say as well.
I mean, because think about it. I feel like we have a lot more movies that talk about being like survival against zombies versus survival against robots.
Zombies are a little more interesting.
I mean, you have like World War Z, The Walking Dead, Zombieland, Army of the Dead.
What's my favorite one?
I Am Legend.
No, yeah, I Am Legend. What is that? What is it called? I used to watch this movie all the time. Now it's going to bother me. Because it's a game that keeps popping in my head, but I notice it has. What's her name?
Resident Evil?
No. Pfeiffer. What's his first name?
Pfeiffer.
They do it. Dawn of the Dead.
Dawn of the Dead. Oh, okay.
Yeah. They had a boy in there. And it was directed by Zack Snyder.
Okay.
Michelle Pfeiffer. He's in that.
Oh, okay. Okay, Mekhi Pfeiffer. Oh, yeah. I know the movie you're talking about.
Yeah.
There's that scene where he, I guess it's like his girl is about to have a baby, and the baby mm-hmm. is a zombie.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. That's an old movie.
Yeah, 2004, but it's actually a remake. Yeah, I think the original one came out in the 70s.
Is it?
Yeah, 1978, the original.
Isn't there one called a remake? 28 Days Later or something like that?
Oh, yeah, that's another one. Was that zombies? It was zombies, right?
It was something to do with like a virus, but I think the virus changed them into zombies.
Mm-hmm.
Bro, I can't remember.
Zombie movies are just more interesting. I think they bring like, I think people will rather watch a zombie movie than a robot movie.
Yeah,
I don't know why we're like that.
Maybe because it has to do with the virus. Maybe because a zombie apocalypse is more realistic than a robot takeover. Maybe. I don't know.
You think so? I think, honestly, with people are creating, the way we're creating like AI and robots today, I think robots might be more realistic.
Bro, we just got through a worldwide pandemic. Like, what if the virus for creating zombies was COVID?
You see how quick they created a vaccine, though.
I mean, yeah, but the thing is this.
Vaccine for robots.
It went undetected for like a good while until like, it was going through like different countries and went undetected. And we, even us in America, was like, man, that's not going to reach us. But it did.
Let's be real. It wasn't undetected. It was unreported. People knew they were sick.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say the country's name. They know what was up. They knew. They just didn't want to be the ones to get blamed for it.
Well, yeah, but I'm just saying like we really weren't taking it seriously at first.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. But the odds of a virus turning people into zombies.
It's completely unrealistic. Yes, that part. But I'm just saying, like the spread, if it was like COVID.
Yeah, but they have realistic dolls that people buy to be their spouses.
Yeah, that's weird.
Like legit, real. Eventually, those things are going to be cooking, doing stuff like that. So I don't know. I guess it depends.
Like what happens?
The virus may spread faster. But technology also develops pretty fast, and there's no cure for robots. There's nothing you can do. You got to kill them. Eventually,
destroy the planet.
Getting killed, like zombies, necessarily don't fight back. All they're trying to do is eat. They're like wild animals.
Yeah, it's robots are trying to eat your brain and your hearts.
Yeah. So I don't know. Neither will really happen. But I don't know. Maybe you're right, though. Maybe about if a zombie apocalypse may be more possible. I don't know. Let us know what you guys think in the comment section. I don't know.
We're just talking. Yeah. I mean, obviously, a zombie apocalypse is more survivable than a robot. Because robots, like you said, don't have feelings. They just, let's kill people.
Yeah. If they get pissed off, it's over.
Mm-hmm. Kind of like antibodies or like a... If your body detects a virus, they're going to basically kill with the virus. And if the robots detect that we're the virus, then it's pretty much over for us.
Mm-hmm.